Okay, Chelsea, I found a
Yeah.
new fun way to talk about climate change and all the different impacts it's having on the world
That
that,
does sound fun.
yeah, that I don't think we've actually talked about before. I don't think it's something that gets discussed a lot. It's a little older, but nonetheless, I think it's worth talking about now. And of course, I have to start this off. This is from Smithsonian Magazine. So we always have to keep in the back of our mind, how are they trying to cover up giants with this story? So
Oh,
just
of
keep that in
course.
mind as we're reading through it to see if we can figure out the subtle nature and how they're doing it in this story. So,
Okay.
written May 31st, 2024, by Christian Thorsberg. Article title: Climate change is making airplane turbulence more common and severe, scientists say.
Oh, I think I saw this. Was
Yeah.
it that Air Canada flight that just had like really, really bad turbulence?
There's been quite a few this year, and it stems from that.
Yeah.
So, passengers aboard a Singapore Airlines flight last week hit severe turbulence over the Indian Ocean, and in the span of just 1 second, the plane dropped 178 feet. One passenger, a 73-year-old man, died, and dozens of others were injured. The plane, which is traveling from London to Singapore, made an emergency landing in Bangkok, and news of the incident has placed airplane turbulence and the science behind it back into national and international conversations. And for good reason. Research suggests air turbulence has already become more common and is projected to grow even more frequent and severe because of climate change. Most of these in-flight disturbances are harmless so long as safety procedures are adhered to. But more intense instances of turbulence could create more stressful or dangerous flight experiences for passengers and flight attendants alike. Quote, "It is not that we'll have to stop flying or planes will start falling out of the sky. I'm just saying that for every 10 minutes you've spent in severe turbulence in the past, it could be 20 to 30 minutes in the future," said Paul Williams, an atmospheric scientist at University of Reading, who has researched air turbulence, and he told Nature's News' Carissa Wong. Williams and others published a story in 2019 suggesting higher atmospheric temperatures, a result of global warming, have contributed significantly to more turbulence. Severe incidents of airplane turbulence increased by 55% from 1979 to 2020, per a study last year. And wind shear, the sudden change in wind strength or direction over a short distance, at airplane cruising altitudes has increased by 15% since 1979. A trend expected to further increase by between 17 and 29% by the end of the century. In the atmosphere, warmer air can hold more water vapor, giving rise to even warmer temperatures in turn. This can create differences in air temperatures, and researchers write, making wind shear more common. Their findings suggest that turbulence, strong enough to pose a risk of injury, could become two or three times more likely over the North Atlantic between 2050 and 2080.
I don't like that.
Quote, "It's affecting the wind patterns, and one of those impacts that is being affected are jet streams. Those jet streams that are at aircraft flight levels are projected to intensify, which means that those regions will become more turbulent," end quote, said Todd Lane, an atmospheric scientist at the University of Melbourne. And he told this to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation's Joe Lauder. "Some turbulence is caused by thunderstorms, which are also projected to worsen with climate change, but other turbulence is not linked to storms, making it more difficult for pilots to predict. This clear air turbulence, also called invisible turbulence," I don't think they had to do those two names, they're pretty much the same thing, "is also projected to increase under some climate change scenarios. It could be four times more common by 2050 compared to historic levels. Turbulence occurs all across the globe and is felt most often near mountain ranges and at the edges of jet streams. The world's three most turbulent flight paths are Santiago, Chile to Santa Cruz, Bolivia, Almaty, Kazakhstan to Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, and Lanzhou, China to Chengdu, China. But American travelers on domestic flights aren't exempt from the trends. U.S. pilots report 65,000 incidents of at least moderate turbulence and 5,500 incidents of severe turbulence or greater each year. Sarah Nelson, president of the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, a union representing flight attendants, called turbulence, quote, "a serious workplace safety risk," end quote, last week, per the Washington Post's Hannah Sampson. I think that's far enough. There's a bit more to the article, but it's just getting into kind of the political people talking about it. So I think we can just end it there. Chelsea, this actually does impact like your real world life a bit. Is
Yeah.
it something that you take into account or would hear in your day to day?
Well, I don't know, but I've heard a lot of crazy stories, not just of turbulence, but of like air pockets, which I think is what they're referring to, is including turbulence right now,
Yes.
where like the the example I use is when you have your hand out the window and you just like ride the waves and the airplane just drops. I have heard many stories about that. It's one of my greatest fears. In fact, we did hit one when I went to China. It wasn't a major one, but it was enough to know the plane was dropping. And I was very hungover, so it was quite shocking. But yeah, not fun. And terrifying, actually, when I think about it.
And one thing that this might impact, just now that we're talking about it, that we've already covered a little bit with climate change, is all these planes are insured. Not only are they insured, but they carry liability insurance. So I'm wondering if this is going to make an increase in insurance costs for the carriers with regards to damage to the vessel itself and any potential injuries to people on board the plane, which is already, like, we're seeing monumental rises in insurance costs right now. It's because of climate change, and their models need to change to cover it.
Yeah, and like specific to things not covering global warming anymore. Yeah. Probably.
And I'm wondering how that's going to impact everything, especially like we live in an area where WestJet's kind of one of the big providers, and they keep cutting anything included with your flight. Like they just took out carry-on.
Yeah, so, I think that's less to do with insurance, but more they're trying to make it seem like their rates are competitive, and they're not by the time you add everything back in. But yeah, an uncomfortable thing to think about when you're flying. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Good thing none of the major routes are ones that we as Canadians or Americans even are ones that are frequented by us.
That's true, but as they said, the most frequent turbulence is around mountains, which is the entire west side of our continent, and the Atlantic Current, which is the east side of our continent. So I don't really think we're escaping it too much. And like they said, it's just going to be a 15% increase or something around those lines everywhere.
Well, since we're flying next week, let's pretend like it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. Yeah. And in the meantime, you guys, you don't worry about us. We'll be fine because this flight has already occurred by the time you've heard this.
I sure hope so.
But still have us in your minds and hearts for the next 48 hours until you hear our sweet, sweet voices again. Goodbye.
Yes, please. Bye.